Morning Watch, The Preparation of the Bride, Week 4, The Beauty of the Bride, Saturday, Related Verses, Song of Songs 4, 7, 10 through 12, and 15 through 16. You are altogether beautiful, my love, and there is no blemish in you. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your ointments than all spices. Your lips drip fresh honey, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my sister, my bride, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. A fountain in gardens, a well of living water, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind. Blow upon my garden. Let its spices flow forth. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his choicest fruit. Song of Songs 6, 3 through 4, and 13. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He pastures his flock among the lilies. You are as beautiful, my love, as Tirzah, as lovely as Jerusalem, as terrible as an army with banners. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may gaze at you. Why should you gaze at the Shulamite as upon the dance of two camps? Song of Songs 8, 13 through 14. O you who dwell in the gardens, my companions, listen for your voice. Let me hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Revelation 22, 20. He who testifies these things says, yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Related reading. The lover of her beloved asks him who dwells in the believers as his gardens to let her hear his voice as her companions listen for his voice. This indicates that in the work, which we as the lovers of Christ who express him as our living outwardly do for him, as our beloved who indwells us, as our life inwardly, we should fellowship with him in his speaking. As we are working with him, we need to maintain our fellowship with him, always listening to him. The lover of her beloved prays that he would make haste to come back in the power of his resurrection to set up his sweet and beautiful kingdom, which will fill the whole earth. Here, we should note that the prayer of this lover of her beloved is the concluding word of this poetic book, portraying the union and communion between Christ as the bridegroom and his lovers as the bride in their bridal love. As the prayer of John, a lover of Christ, is the concluding word of the Holy Scripture, revealing God's eternal economy concerning Christ and the church in his divine love. In Song of Songs 8:13, you refers to the Lord. The gardens are plural in number. He is not only dwelling in the garden of the maiden, but dwelling in many other gardens as well. He is the Lord who dwells in the hearts of men. He is not only dwelling in the heart of one who follows him absolutely, but he is dwelling in the hearts of all those whom he delights in. The maiden addresses him according to this relationship. She says to him, "My companions, listen for your voice." The word "listen" means that everyone is listening. All those who are seeking the Lord together with her adopt the same attitude. They have been dealt with, and they know the futility of speaking and the profit of listening. They know that they have to be slow to speak in order to be quick to hear. They no longer insist on speaking like others do, and they no longer speak for the sake of speaking. Those who cannot stop talking about trivial things still have the earthly life reigning within them. But these are listening. They adopt the attitude of a hearer. They know that their lives depend on the Lord's words, and their work depends on the Lord's commands. They will only listen because they cannot and will not move by themselves any longer. Without the Lord's words, they will not have any revelation, light, or knowledge. The life of the believers hinges totally upon the Lord's speaking. O Lord, while we are waiting to listen, make us hear. If those who seek find, and if those who knock have the door open to them, make us hear, and make us able to hear. If Jehovah will not speak to us, we will be like those who are dead. Please allow us to hear your voice, because only this can guide us until your return. She has learned her lessons by now. Therefore, she offers up such a profound prayer toward the end. Verse 14 describes the condition of the Lord's coming and his kingdom. At that time, it will be a marvelous world, one like the mountains of spices. Then the maiden's experience will be like a drop of water that has disappeared into the ocean. There will be no more room for advancement, though the tide can always go deeper. All that is left in the world is just her body. Everything else has gone to another world. Therefore, she cannot help but cry, "Make haste, my beloved. Come as quickly as the gazelle or a young hart." Just as a gazelle or a young hart appears on the mountains of spices, may you come in your kingdom. Although the love is perfect, something is still lacking. When he comes, faith will be turned to facts. Praise will replace prayer. Love will consummate in a shadowless perfection, and we will serve him in the sinless domain. What a day that will be. Lord Jesus, come quickly.